What's going on, everybody? This is Ice Nigma.
And this is T-Nigma, and this is Enigmas Unchained. Something at you, man.
What you got?
Something that, like, I just we don't have to talk about for long, but I just want to just put it in your brain space for a moment. What if Nami is a world noble?
Ooh.
What if she's actually like descended from a celestial dragon? You know who else hasn't had an arc, a full arc? Nami.
You're right.
She doesn't even need a whole arc.
But
the fact that, like, that had, because, like, you know, she's not from the area that she's from. You know what I'm saying? So right. so she was adopted, right? And yeah. That just being one of those things that Oda once again has a plain sight where he's like, oh yeah, she was here all along. We told you that she was adopted. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You're like, but hold up now, god dang it. You know, you're like, hold up now. You know what I'm saying?
Nojiko. Bill Mayer. A former Marine.
Yep.
I'm saying they went and settled on Kokuyashi.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? All along was out there running rampant. You know what I'm saying? Popped her because she was trying to, you know what I'm saying? She was trying to save them.
Yep.
But then, you know, like, and then everything that happened in the All Along arc.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying, but that was a breeze because. You know what I'm saying? Like, Nami was already introduced, but then you didn't really know her story until she stole the ship.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had to go, you know what I'm saying, go chase and, you know what I'm saying, make sure she understood that she wasn't, you know what I'm saying, she wasn't going nowhere. She was part of the crew.
Yeah, and she down, you know what I'm saying? She the level down that's you know, that's terrifying in some instances, you know, she get the situation. She understands what's going on, and she like has a hyper sense of like what's going on around them. She's like the most aware character in One Piece, one of the most aware.
Nami is the co-captain.
this is all absolute fact. What you just spoke, you are right. She is definitely the co-captain, bro. There's no other way to really explain it. Like she helps run the Straw Hat Pirates because Luffy showing up ain't doing it. Luffy's just a dude you call when it's time to scrap. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what that is. You know what I'm saying? You want to fight somebody? Oh, we'll bet. Yeah, we need to go talk to Boss Man Luffy. We need to go holler at him about some stuff. But I'm just like, look.
Then she got a cyborg bodyguard. That's the number. Well, he was number three. Now he's what, number four?
Nah, I think he back there now. I mean, like that. This dude got a body like what's the name of him now? It's like, nah. He got a body like his family. So after
Egghead, you see you can feel they bounties going up.
Oh yeah, fact.
And then Sanji jumping over Jinbei.
Oh yeah, now I see that because Sanji's over here taking punches from a seraph. I'm looking at the slide right now. and he's like, what would you know about the power of love? Like this dude is pissed because he's trying to beat him up and it ain't working.
Right, and then the cigarette ain't even gone. The cigarette ain't move.
Cigarette is flat out still on fire in his mouth, man. I'm like, this sucker is dangerous.
Because, man, he didn't, you know what I'm saying, he understood the assignment. He ain't let, you know what I'm saying, like, he ain't let his, whether he want to claim or not, he ain't let his daddy's intentions overpower his lifestyle.
Yeah.
So he good to go. So you got two cyborgs on your team.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A monster swordsman. Like, a well-respected fisherman. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then, like I don't know what to really say about Chopper and Robin. Like, them jokers are smart.
Yeah.
But, like, you got, like, one, like, the most sought-after poneglyph archaeologist in the world, Chopper, like, once this is over, he's going to be one of the most world-renowned scientists in their world. You know what I'm saying? Once once Vegapunk passed that information off to Frankie, like, he going to be ridiculous. Once Usopp get his, you know what I'm saying, get his boost.
Yeah, I mean, once again, I can't wait to see. I can't wait to see it.
You know what I'm saying? And then you got Brooke. You know what I'm saying? Once this is all said and done, like, then he can go back off to being a musician. But at the same time, like, the fact that he is, like, the fact that he got that straw hat, fresh Cosmel attached to him, like, that ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? The bond between these 10 people, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's, that ain't gonna go nowhere.
Like, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, pretty much at this point, the same thing that's going on with them is what happened with Roger, Rayleigh, Gabon, and the mother cats.
I want you to hear this right here real quick about Nami, because I'm still stuck here, bro. She came from the Oikot nation, a kingdom, right?
Mm-hmm.
That put the letters back in regular order.
Hold up, what's it called?
It's Oikot. Oikot. Well, if you flip that in reverse, what does that spell?
Oikot. Wait a minute. Let me see something.
What? I just want you to see what I'm seeing. Yeah, it's Tokyo. Now, this thing now.
Mm-hmm.
Nojiko and Nami are both from Oikot. Both orphaned in a war in Oikot. We only got one scene, one shot from Oikot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was a scene when we saw, you know, like, Belle Mare, like, taking them out of the place after she found them. Now, she doesn't have to be a noble. I'm going to go ahead. She doesn't even have to be a noble. But something is up with this, because, like, it, once again, it's one of them cities that he just, oh, she came from here. I'm like, no. You've done this before. You've done this before. I'm not letting you get this past me again. You know, so it's like a random place. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, I think that would be very interesting. Like, if she is, she is. If she ain't, she ain't. But I'm just like, it's so random, you know, like, to me that well, I don't want to say random. Random is the wrong word. It's so on the nose to me that, like, Nami would be the one that may actually have some level of history, seeing that she has, like, this queenly princess stature.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and it goes beyond reason. It really does. I'm just being real. Like, she has a presence about her that, like, really is completely different from a lot of the other girls inside the show. And even when we meet, like, royalty, like, you know, like Vivi and the rest of them, when you put them beside Nami, they still pale in comparison.
You're right. Because it's like, you know what I'm saying? Even with Vivi, you know what I'm saying? She still, it's almost, yeah. Like, even when they realize who she was, she is almost as if she still answered to Nami.
Always. Nami was always in charge. So that's what I'm like just processing this. I'm like, why would he give her the distinction of being born in Tokyo? I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? It's food for thought for later. You know what I'm saying? On whether or not. Yeah.
It's going to come back to us.
It's gonna come back full swing on that. But what you were saying about Usopp and the rest of them stuff is still very valid, because we got, when I said Frankie, we know that he's built the ship, but once again, there's still more that he can add to help. We know we got Usopp, who definitely needs to have that extra boost at the end too. And Nami, she already got her first boost, which, you know, it was like her going to Weather Island, getting weather eggs, stuff like that. Now mm-hmm. she just got Zeus. You know what I'm saying? She got multiple powers, right? But I'm just like, there's just something very interesting about her story that I'm like, I don't know. This can't be it. You know what I'm saying? It just can't be it. I'm like, there's something else going on here. So, I don't know. I'm still, I'm still feeling that out because we know where Nico came from. You know what I'm saying? We know where Robin came from, and it makes sense. And now we know where Zoro came from a legendary swordsman line. It makes sense. Sanji comes from Germa. That makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Boss Jinbei pretty much being like, let's just be real. He is a mob boss, okay? it makes sense, you know?
Oh, goodness.
You know, Brook literally being a dead man with a soul and dead bones, but still being able to play music makes sense in this group. Frankie being the best shipwright on the planet makes sense. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Because like, then you look at like you look at Goldie Rogers' crew, and you see like what and oh, look how high in the world I forget about old Chopper, the best doctor on the planet. You know what I'm saying? Also makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Goldie had a crew that was unparalleled by anybody else. Right at his time, it wasn't just him; it was his crew that also made him into that dude that he needed to be. Right, but we still haven't been introduced to all the people in his crew.
I was about to say
we had a picture. We got like one picture of his crew, and every time I look at this picture, I'm like straight up flabbergasted by like the how many like he had fishermen. He had multiple people on his crew just like Straw Hats and their crew. So I'm looking at the picture. I'm like, I see Wano, folks. I'm like Wano. I see a giant, like a person that's like a giant. I see so many different people.
I'm gonna let you finish.
No, you can go ahead.
I'm gonna toss this in there. Is it possible that the last member of the Straw Hat crew be a giant?
It's a possibility. That's a good dog one, but I mean, you might be right. That's a good possibility. I mean, once again, it could be possible. And if not, well, you know, he already has a giant in his crew. You know what I'm saying? Like in his Admiral fleet, he already has a whole giant.
Yeah, in the Grand Fleet. Yeah,
in the Grand Fleet, he does have a guy already there. So that, but you're right, it could be a possibility that is something. But it's just something very interesting about how some people find it very, oh, that's convoluted. I'm like, shut up. No. You know what I'm saying? People go, why all the people in the Straw Hats got to be special people? They have to be. Yeah. That's the point. The point is, this dude saw them as regular people first, and this is who they are. Okay. And they become great, but they also are great. Let them be great.
don't get me wrong. I've come to terms with this part. Like Carrot and Yamato were red herrings.
Yeah, I mean,
I felt like either one of them or both of them could have hopped on. Luffy could have made the exception, but you know what I'm saying. Instead, they like Carrot. You know what I'm saying, gonna go home and pretty much be the queen of the kingdom
the minks.
You know what I'm saying? And Yamato gonna, travel around Wano now that she's not chained, like pretty much bound to where Kaido had her captive.
Yeah.
But then, you know what I'm saying? Shoot, what was I about to say? Because it was something good. Because I wanted to get them out of the way so that I can get the chopper. Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, that is right. That's what I was going to say about him. Because it was piggybacking off of what you just said. Because when we met Chopper, he was like, oh, well, you know, like I'm just a reindeer, you know. Ain't nothing special about me. Like so, you know. So y'all don't want to be burdened with me. You know what I'm saying? So y'all go ahead. Y'all have y'all adventures. I'm gonna stay here. So it took not only Luffy, but Kureha pretty much just she by threatening him to go live his life so that you know so that he could be a Straw Hat, so that he can travel, and so that he can like you know, she taught him as much as she could teach him.
Yep.
Everything else, like he got to go through these experiences, which and at this point he really has. So you know what I'm saying, but yeah. So, but like you're right, like like everybody on this crew. You know what I'm saying? Like they ain't like no regular Joe and Jane.
Yeah.
Like all these cats then had their struggles and they ups and downs. You know what I'm saying? Like especially with Sanji, like this dude was basically told that he was a failure because the enhancements that his father put in his siblings didn't immediately show. Then, you know what I'm saying, after using one of their inventions and fighting with pretty much his father's coworker, then, you know what I'm saying, then he realizes he wasn't that much, you know what I'm saying, he was basically the same as his siblings, but he has free will. You know what I'm saying? It's just, like, I don't know how else to really put it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just collective here. Like, you really can't, like, it's this.
Yeah, he got a best of both worlds. Oh, yeah. Simple as that. He got a best of both worlds because he was able to not only be the monster, but he was also able to still have a heart.
Oh, yeah.
He's a perfect Frankenstein. It's just that his father and them couldn't see it because they have a particular objective, and he would not agree to be on that objective. But look here, like the way that all these things have been stacking up, you know what I'm saying? Even Luffy's origin is still kind of shrouded in mystery. So we still got some stuff we got to figure out, right? Everybody. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm just waiting on, you know, what they're going to say about the origin of Luffy's mama. But once again, that's a whole nother situation. So I'm not gonna get into that tonight. But I'm still processing Nami and Oikot being literally being in Tokyo. Like I was like looking at that the other day. I was like, that's Tokyo spelled backwards. That's crazy. I was like, something else is here. You know, so once again, it could be something that we don't know once again. That Oda is like playing with, or he could just be jerking us around. Either one is fine.
What if as they finally get off of Egghead, they end up? Wait a minute, no. That I'm reaching now because I think Oikot was in East Blue, right?
It was in East Blue. That's right.
Okay, well then, yeah. So now I was about to reach. About to say what if they end up in. What if they end up in Oikot? But they're still in New World. So
they way away from Oikot right now, Bo. Yeah, they way. I mean, but that doesn't mean the other characters are not. Because if Sabo and them end up going back to East Blue or anybody from Revolutionary Army, they could actually give some more clarity on what happened in that war. So, because it was a full-on war that happened on that island that left that place devastated to where Bellmere's found them like that. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, what type of war was this? Or was it just a random war like we see Sherman just going in and eradicating folk that's like doing? We don't know. Yeah, like I said, I just want to throw the thought at you, just the idea of maybe that been maybe a possibility. She's a royal noble, or she may just come from a royal line of people, or she comes from a family that has something else important too. Some people find that convoluted. I understand why. But I just think that there's something else to this Nami character that we haven't really, like really fleshed out. So
don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying? All of a sudden they gonna like Sengoku gonna pop up out of nowhere and talk to them young cadets and be like, yo, yeah, you know, Oikot was like this rich land filled with this, that, and the third, and you know what I'm saying? It used to be a land of nobles.
Yeah, like it would flat out be some random situation where homeboy pop up with information. You'd be like, wait, slow down. You know, so that's definitely older style.
Because he sure ain't done with rocks.
Oh no, 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 no. We got more of that.
I'm gonna need Kobe to you know what I'm saying, once he make it back, you know what I'm saying, he need to go find Sengoku and be like, hey, what's up with these rocks pirates? Like
facts. I need information. I'm tired of these folk. Okay. The incident in God Valley, I need a whole story now, which likely is coming. That's why I think we need to go to Elbear, because there has to be something going on there that plugs in some of these gaps, because they are like untapped.
What if they lied about Rox's death?
That's also a possibility.
You know what I'm saying? This cat probably hiding out on Elbow. And anybody know it.
And once again, that's a possibility. Like I said, remember, like, none of his crew talked.
Mm-hmm.
So Gold D didn't even talk, really.
Nope.
So,
like, so basically, the only ones that would know is Roger, Kaido.
Mm-hmm. Big Mom, but Big Mom and Kaido in the dirt.
They riding the lava wave. So, but at the same time, they haven't confirmed that they actually dead.
They should be dead. I don't care what nobody say. They dead, bro. Don't do that. Don't do that. They dead.
They just saying they riding the wave, man. Say whether or not they actually
going or not. No, I refuse. That sucker is dead. Okay, he is dead. All right, don't do this to me. He's gone.
Look, man, it ain't me that's doing this to you. It's older, man. Like, think about it. Like, this, until they actually say that these cats is dead, because the last confirmed death that we actually got is, as far as I might be wrong, but the last confirmed death was Pedro.
Yeah, Pedro was a confirmed death. Yeah, so you are right.
Know what I'm saying? So, it's not my fault, man.
So, I mean, look, they got caught up in an explosion. Them suckers should be dead. That's all I got to say about that. I refuse to accept the fact that them suckers are alive. After, like, we went into a whole doggone thing of magma lava and it exploded. They gone. Okay? They still alive now, man. I was just like, I'm done. I can't. I need them to be dead. They can't come back.
They can't, man.
They're gone.
So lava was no, he had to get knocked down in a lava form to finally die?
Yeah, but remember, man, he reverted back to his regular form, zero hockey. He dead, okay? They were unconscious when they fell into the lava. They gone, okay?
Oh, goodness. So, I mean, but at the same time, they ain't even, I mean, you ain't dead until you realize it.
Stop trying to revive them, okay?
At this point, they didn't get kicked out of the Yonko Club. So look, it is what it is. Look,
that doesn't matter to me. They're dead.
Oh, goodness.
They're gone forever. That's all I care about right now. Okay.
Oh, goodness.